Now that Oregon's May primary is over, the winners are looking ahead to November's general election. But the primary was notable for another reason. There was a third major party on the ballot. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The Independent Party of Oregon was granted major party status last year. That meant that taxpayers foot the bill for the party's primary, just like for Democrats and Republicans. At roughly 33%, turnout for the Independent Party's primary was much lower than it was for D's and R's, perhaps not too surprising given the relative lack of contested races and no candidate on the ballot for president. A winner in one of the Independent Party's contested races might not be known for some time. In the race for governor, there were more write-in votes than for either of the two candidates on the ballot. County elections offices have until mid-June to sort through all those names to determine the winner. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.